Today is Wednesday, January 29th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's kind of like when you're writing a check, and you're in January, and you keep writing the wrong date on the check. You keep writing, you know, 1998, or 2019 or whatever. Wow, 1998. That was a long time ago. You guys, I'm getting so old. I was born in 78 and and we're now in 2020. And I mean, 1996 when I graduated from high school seems like it's so close, like not very far away at all. And, you know, here we are in 2020. Anyway, when I start the episode, I'm always now wanting to say 2019 instead of 2020. And I know that I shouldn't. I know that I should say, you know, 2020, but I'm always saying 2019. And yeah, it's a thing. All right, well, let's start off. I did get a message on Twitter and I wanted to comment on that. So on Twitter, Mean Keen says, I once saw a woman on the subway in D.C. in tow with two young kids, clipping her toenails and letting them fly everywhere. Was so disgusting, I had to let her know what I thought as I exited. Ew. I mean, first of all, why would you clip your toenails in public at all? And on top of that, on a subway. And then number three, I mean, because I would think in an office, like if you had your own office or you had a little bit of a private area, you know, I could see someone going, oh, you know, I got to do this. I don't know. This is horrible to admit. You guys, I'm going to admit something right now that I should not admit. I should just leave that to everyone's imaginations. But I'm not good at personal grooming sometimes. I take a shower every day. Sometimes twice a day if I work out or do anything that's sweaty. I clip my fingernails, I shave, you know, I do all those things. But my feet are always in socks and shoes or socks. Even when I sleep at night, I wear socks. And I have not always been the best throughout my life at clipping my toenails. So I've had times where I've gotten holes in my socks because my toenail was too sharp. This is horrible. Or back when I was single and I would hook up, you know, I would have to either leave my socks on or make sure I clipped my toenails before I had someone over so that I didn't like gouge them with my toenails. It was horrible. Anyway, I should not have admitted that. However, I mean, I would never clip my toenails on the subway. And the fact that she let them fly all over the place and didn't even like try to, you know, catch them in her hand and I don't know, put them in the trash as she walked out or something. It's gross. Ugh, that's horrible. We don't have subways around here, so I know you people in cities who have subways, you deal with all kinds of nonsense that people do on the subway that you just wouldn't think. I feel like we should all live in Japan because I feel like in Japan, they're all very nice. And I've heard that if you ride subways in Japan, that there are no, like, they don't, you know, they are all about being nice and, you know, kind of like me, I'm a people pleaser. I feel like Japan is kind of, you know, they're all people pleasers in Japan. They, you know, they don't want to look a certain way. They don't want to look like, you know, whatever. So, all right, well, anyway, thank you for the tweet, Mean Keen. So I want to play a voicemail now. So here we go.
G'day Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie battler. And listen, poor Big Fatty, he's so confused. And I'm ringing you because by the time he listens to and plays the voice letter, Pride 48 will be over. He's just announced that the...
I know.
...dates that the hotel discount code is from the 19th to the 25th. Would you like to ask him why the hotel has the discounted rates 1 week before the actual event. Seriously. Also, what's the use in quoting the price of the hotel and then saying plus tax plus extras? I mean, can we just have the actual price you'll pay? I mean, seriously, America,
nope.
Get your act together.
Can't
okay,
do it.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye.
Well, thank you for the call, Scotty. Yeah, so now you've thrown out a third set of dates because I believe Fatty said the 16th and you just said the 19th. None of those are correct. Yes, Fatty announced the wrong dates on his show. He has gone back and corrected himself. I listened to today's episode. He has gone back and corrected himself. So everything is all good. But I will go ahead and announce it now. Again, in fact, you know, I need to say it every day or every couple of days because we want everyone to attend. Really, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, Dean, you know, in England, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right, on Pride 48 is Right. you know, everybody, we want you there because the more people, the merrier. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. The hotel loves us. We love the hotel. The bartenders love us there because we spend a lot of money in the bars, and it's going to be great. But the dates, okay, everyone, this is official. These are the official dates. In fact, I paid the deposit today. I felt so bad, you guys, because let me tell you, occasionally I get stressed out. I mean, anybody who knows me is like, no, Adam, you get stressed out. But occasionally I get stressed out about Pride 48 stuff because a lot of us on the Pride 48 team are procrastinators. No, you're all saying, right? But anyway, and so Joey gets a lot of stuff done. I mean, Joey, I love Joey. He gets a lot of stuff done. Last year when he was not at the event and Taffy and Taylor and Fatty and I had to share all the duties that Joey does when he's there, and he does them mostly by himself. It was a lot of work. All the raffle stuff that he does and the cash raffle, the blah, blah, blah. All the stuff that he does, we had to share that. And it was a lot. And I'm really thankful for Joey. However, that being said, Joey can take a really long time to get stuff done if he thinks it's not as pressing. And I'm assuming that means he can be a bit of a procrastinator. Maybe he's not. Maybe it's all part of his plan and, you know, whatever. But anyway, I'll get stressed and I'll start text messaging Joey like every day and calling him and texting and emailing and like doing all this stuff. And so I may or may not have done that about these dates because I was like, oh my God, the people from Australia and New Zealand and England and everywhere else, you know, they need to know dates now so they can buy their tickets and do all that kind of stuff. And so anyway, I bugged him a lot, and then he got us the information and said, okay, Adam, I'm giving you the credit card authorization form now, and all you need to do is fill this out, send it, email it back to the hotel so they can charge the deposit, and then we're good to go. And, you know, I got really busy at work. He gave it to me on Sunday, and then Monday rolled around, and I hadn't done it. And then Tuesday rolled around and I didn't get it done because work was really big. We're at the end of the quarter. Not only are we at the end of the quarter, but this is the end of our fiscal year. So I have a lot of stuff going on, but these are all excuses. And here I am always bugging Joey to get stuff done and I'm dragging my feet. And so today, and I had planned on doing it today, but today Joey texts me and says, hey, have you had a chance to... So you know what I did? Immediately I stopped everything, printed out the form, filled it out, and emailed it, and then I responded to Joey's text, and I said, yes. I made sure I did it first. I didn't want to be lying, you know, and I did it. So I have officially paid that. Well, she hasn't mailed me the receipt yet, but they have my credit card authorization form, and I'm going to get emailed a receipt. But anyway, so the dates are Friday, August 28th, through Sunday, August 30th for the New Orleans event. No, Scotty, I cannot change how America does our taxes and fees. The rate will be 89, whatever Fatty said, plus taxes and fees. And we're not ready for you guys to start purchasing those yet. We're just giving you the information. Also, the special rate for the hotel starts a couple of days before. So it starts on the 26th of August, and the rate ends on September 1st, which is a Tuesday. And that's because people like to get there early and socialize a little bit more and get and stay late so they can cry and hug each other before they leave. So there you go. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.